I'm up and running. Thank you, Tom. Good morning and welcome to the August 1st, 2020 special meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. I call this meeting to order. And let's begin with the news of the week. And that is a discussion on the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. On Monday, I went up to the Board of Elections and turned in all of our paperwork that we had done in the previous meetings, passing the resolutions for levy 2.9, and they began their review process. On Tuesday, in the afternoon while I was at work, I received an email from Barbara. I was busy during the day and I didn't get a chance till the evening to look at it. And by Wednesday morning when I got home, I found out that the Board of Elections was questioning whether our Northern Fire District, standing with Doubtman included, would pass through Columbus as they review all ballot language. So before it even got to the ballot here in Wayne County, Columbus is going to be reviewing it. The question became, we have East Wayne Fire District, which does not have a levy on, and we could just create the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District with Doubtman, which is part of East Wayne, and somewhere in the middle that got lost. Thankfully, the Board of Elections caught that before we ran into an issue at Columbus where they would have gone, wait a minute, you already have a fire district called East Wayne inside the village of Doubtman. You can't place another district on top of a district. The Board of Elections felt that this would cause red flags and we would not have any funding for the Northern Park because there wouldn't ever be a ballot on there for the voters to even consider. Same day on Wednesday, I made phone calls to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. The Board of Elections had made calls to the Prosecutor's Office. So there was talks between Board of Elections, Jaro's office, that the auditor, Andrea, since Mrs. Bureau is still on vacation, and myself of, okay, so this is the problem. I have to have something to come back to you as a board with either a solution or what we can do. So we do have two choices this morning. One is we can continue with how we proceeded with the resolutions and face a really good chance that the state agency down in Columbus will nix it and we won't even have a ballot issue. Option B is what amongst all the Wayne County heads and myself representing this board came up with. This potentially the simplest way will be, as we're going to be discussing here, is to remove Doubtman from our Northern Fire District, only use the unincorporated area, and let East Wayne do their own thing inside the village of Doubtman and the village of Marshallville. Again, this is coming from the county saying, if you want the best chance to have ballot language for voters to be even able to vote, whether they can support fire departments with their money, they believe that the district needs to be redrawn up to give us that best chance. Before I go on, any questions? Have I explained it well enough for you gentlemen?
Right, I think we were all here at either regular meeting or special meeting when Blake said, you know, you gotta have at least two ballot issues on the levy issues on the ballot.
Yeah.
Regardless of how we do this, so we at that point decided to put the entire Sugar Creek portion of Northern, mm-hmm. including the village, into that, and then Marshallville would run their own. Now, you know, that doesn't seem like it's feasible, so mm-hmm. we're asking East Wayne to go do their own,
right?
Doubtman, Marshallville.
Yes.
We'll still do our own here, X the village.
Correct.
And so there's still two levies on the ballot.
Yeah, three include the southern.
Right.
So you're right. The northern part, they're going to have two no matter what.
Yeah.
Between our township and East Wayne, or Marshallville and our township.
Right.
There's not great change there.
John, I might be jumping ahead, but just for clarification, does the village of Doubtman know what has happened?
Yes, the village of Doubtman is aware. East Wayne is aware, and the village of Marshallville is aware.
Okay. And again, you're going to talk about this. Do we know what East Wayne's intention is? Do we know that they intend to put a levy on the ballot for November?
They have a special meeting set up for Monday, and their intent is to do a 2.9 mil levy. Okay. But they are waiting for us. We are the first moving part of this whole correction for the ballot. Their meeting will either be move forward with a 2.9 or get canceled, all depending on what we do here as a board. Everything kind of revolves around us. My understanding with Marshallville and with the Board of Elections, you have up to 45 days to cancel a ballot issue. So they can wait till their September meeting. Their business meeting is Monday night in Marshallville. They were going to wait till after East Wayne, because East Wayne and that's all there. So Marshallville, I had chatted with them. They said, we're going to wait on you as Shreveport Township on what you decide, but we're going to leave it there. We've been told we can leave that ballot issue on there until our September meeting. If Shreveport Township redoes the districts, East Wayne puts a levy on, our September meeting, we will probably pull our levy off so that East Wayne is the only one running it. So everything, again, is kind of waiting on Shreveport Township to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to move forward. Everything's lined up. If there's a change in direction, it can happen. And if we move forward with the current status, which I don't feel good with, but if that's what the board wants to do, that's what the board wants to do. So everyone's kind of waiting to see how we're doing. Everyone's kind of aware of what the issue is, and whether you like it or not, it is, you know, I'm glad the Board of Election caught that there potentially could be an issue. I'd hate to see this go before the ballot and find out there's an issue afterwards, or it never even make it on the ballot. So we can sit and argue with the county, we can argue with Columbus, it does us no good. I think moving on to ramifying the situation of who's going to be collecting the taxes, because that's really the only issue. It's not about the years, it's not about the amount. The issue that came up in the Board of Elections was who's going to be collecting taxes. And they also felt that even if East Wayne made a resolution stating that they would not put a levy on while Shreveport Township's levy was running, that still wouldn't fly in Columbus. Like, because they could rescind that really quick, and then there'd be double taxation. And that's what Columbus is trying to prevent, to make sure entities don't do it. So. And if you're kind of wondering why Marshallville was allowed to do a levy, even though they're in fire districts, the state law allows a township, a village, and a fire district all to raise funds for fire and EMS if the voters approve. The only thing you cannot do is have a district on top of a district. That's the difference between Marshallville's situation and Shreveport Township's. We were putting a district on top of a district, versus in Marshallville, it was a village on top of a district, which was deemed to be okay. So for those out there who are listening to our meeting, that is the reason why Marshall's was approved and ours wasn't. So any other discussion and or thoughts? Make sure I clarified this. Great. I mean, it's been a busy week for me with lots of phone calls, and what I know in my head, I want to make sure I get conveyed out there, but there's just so much going on. So
yeah, I mean, I guess it's for me difficult to shift gears in 48 to 72 hours, and think about the assumptions we had put together with Blake and the EWFD in collaborating on the 2.9, and now reversing this, and those assumptions now are moot, and we have to look at this again through another lens, that the township is raising revenue from township residents in the unincorporated area to contract with East Wayne. And I just don't think that 2.9 is the right number for that. Jared's gonna certify a number, it's gonna be like 130 some odd thousand. And that's gonna be the highest amount of revenue raised will be from our residents in the unincorporated area of the township. We take 20% of the cost on average, 19% last year. But we're gonna raise the highest amount of revenue. That, I don't believe is fair to the Sugar Creek Township taxpayer.
Okay, I'll rebut to that. So whether you're in a village, fire happens. Whether you're in the village or whether you're in the township, you need a fire engine, correct? Price of our fire engines, East Wayne has two fire engines, there'll be two fire engines there. Hopefully no one gets hurt, but if someone gets hurt, you're gonna need an ambulance. But that's shared across township and village alike, correct? There's equipment in East Wayne that is used for our township residents that village residents wouldn't be supporting. And that would be a tanker. When you have pressurized water system, you don't need a tanker. You have hydrants to work off. You have a water supply that's already there. our township residents do not have that water supply because we are a rural township and we do not have hydrants out in the rural area. So there is one piece of capital that our township residents should be footing the bill for that village residents probably don't need to because it's not needed inside of a village. Second of all, when you have hydrants and you have small areas, you don't have huge fields where grass fires and brush fires and woods fires can happen. East Wayne has a brush truck, which I believe not even Kidder doesn't even have a brush truck, so our local brush truck is coming from East Wayne. That's another capital item that our residents should be helping pay for, or if not fully paying for, along with a boat, the training, and everything else. So I believe you had, 132 for a township?
I think that's close to
119.
Jarrah was
what you thought the village, because that goes back to 251 that Jarrah certified.
Right.
So the difference between 132 and the 119, I see that being the justification for the extra additional pieces of the capital of equipment that we're going to be getting to use in the township, along with the train that has to go with that, maintenance, replacement value has to come up with. So if people want to understand what a tanker truck, cheap tanker trucks are ballpark $250,000 trucks, brush trucks, $100,000 trucks. Boat, that's pretty minimal, it's like 15,000 if that, compared to what you're looking at the actual equipment. So I see there's a justification for, if we're sticking with the 2.9, our township residents are not actually, how do you say it, funding the department overly than what anyone else is putting into it. So that's my rebuttal to you, Scott.
I will take those numbers and say, we don't know what the average life of that equipment is, but let's say we invest $400,000 and we expect it to last for 10 years, that's $40,000 a year. Here from the millage that we raise from the township, that's a mill, I think. So we're paying an extra mill just for capital equipment.
I think what a mill would be, 132 on? Okay, I can see that. If you round up to 3 divided by a third, okay.
So then that means for variable costs for operating, our residents would be paying a 1.9 mill levy and then 1 mill for capital equipment-ish, assuming a 10-year life.
Assuming, yeah. Well, assuming that, it's still got to be covered. So our residents are still paying equally in. They're not subsidizing the village by any means with that. I know in the past you've looked at runs, you know, amount of money coming in to amount of the runs, and that's where you do your division you come up with that money for per call, how much money is a call cost, correct? Is that
right?
Okay.
Yeah. And under this scenario, the dollars per call are on average about $1,200 a call, which I would expect full-time staffed response at $1,200 a call.
Again, you're not taking into the capital expense part of that $1,200. You're also not looking at the amount of manpower. There's much greater manpower needs for fires in the township than there are in the village. You know, hydrants, you don't need extra trucks and the extra equipment that a township fire does. So if you look at the whole picture, going off those numbers, we're not looking at $300,000 coming from the township and $100,000 from the village in the 2.9 mill levy equally. We're looking at, so 120, and we're looking at, $12,000 potentially additional money coming in from the township versus the village. It's not a huge spread. I could stand more with you on this if there was a huge spread of, you know, even if it was 200 to 100, that would definitely be a justifiable. But for $12,000 in the capital expenses, for items needed in the township, I think we're not subsidizing the village by any means.
Speaking of subsidizing, you know, I pointed out earlier that Marshallville accounts for about 14% of the total calls last year, but their revenue that they're going to be raising through a proposed EWFD levy is only going to be 7%. So there's going to be a shortfall just from operating costs every year for Marshallville being involved in that, and that's a whole township away from our residents.
Mm-hmm.
That I just don't think our residents are going to feel it's real fair for an amount of money that they're paying into the county is going to be diverted to operate into Marshallville and Chippewa Township, mutually Chippewa Township. That's so far removed from our tax base here, it doesn't seem fair.
Okay. Making my thoughts come together. There was going to be very little difference between whether our township was running levy, because we were going to be contracting with East Wayne when we ran the Northern Cherokee Township Fire District levy. Marshallville was still going to be contract, is still part of East Wayne. So either way, the money's there. The money is going to be the same no matter what. Whether East Wayne runs the fire levy, whether Northern Cherokee Township fire, that is going to be a variable. It doesn't matter who's putting the levy on it. At the end of the day, Marshallville is going to be tied to it no matter if we stay with the current plan or we go to where we allow East Wayne to do their thing, because we want to have the best chance of a successful ballot. I'm not even going to say successful levy, just say getting something on the ballot.
Right. The assumptions that we had put together when we were collaborating with East Wayne on this are different than what they are now. So regardless of whether the money was going to be there or not, they still had to pass a levy in the village of Marshallville to raise their taxes, but it was still going to fall on the taxpayer here in Sugar Creek Township to subsidize that station, because that station does not sustain itself with the funds that are raised by residents in Marshallville.
They look back at the bills, and 2019 they took in 12.2, I believe, and they spent $10,000 on that station. So it's close.
I appreciate that. I would like to see that broken out. I mean, a verbal statement. I know you're speaking
right
from your heart. And
East Wayne can provide those numbers to you. It was provided to the village council.
I don't buy it. There's too many. Too many variables. Until
now,
I see it.
Great. I mean, granted that once you get into actual replacement values, it's going to be harder. But then again, that village actually is the only one who's putting capital into it, and that never seems to be included in anyone's numbers. It's simply off the money being generated is the only numbers that seem to be get reflected on Marshallville's input into East Wayne Fire District, yet they're the only entity that put in a fire station, fire trucks, ambulances, rescue equipment, the whole nine yards. They're the only entity that put that in there. So to say that they didn't put anything in, or they are going to be subsidized by another entity, isn't accurate, because along with that we have grants. There's a chance that their equipment could be replaced by grants, and that $28,000 that they're going to potentially raise will be more than enough to cover those grant dollars that are going to be out there to help to make that go. So to me, the Marshallville point, they are a neighbor. Yes, they are further away. It is part of East Wayne. That doesn't bother me that much. Do I want to make sure that we are actively watching what is going on with East Wayne and how they are allocating their equipment? Yes, I think I agree with you 100%. We need to be able to watch that. But to say that there's such a huge difference between Marshallville and Sugar Creek Township, and that all the money from, I shouldn't say all, that a portion of our money will be going up to subsidize that station, after looking at the numbers from East Wayne, doesn't reflect that. And if you would like to see those numbers, I'd be happy to get them for you, Scott.
I'd love to get them from East Wayne and allow that to be reviewed by somebody who has some training in how to review financial statements. You mentioned the assets that were not transferred to East Wayne Fire District. Those are still owned by Village Marshallville. So those are really new. There can be some type of allocation for that, some type of, it's not amortization, but it's close to that, for those assets that are in there. But it's not book value. It's book value is different than what we're talking about. And really what I'm talking about is the variable cost based on operating out of there. That has, there's equipment replacement costs, that's separate, but it's the operating cost, the fuel, the insurance, the wages that are paid, etc. All of the supplies that have to be replenished, etc. It's more than $10,000 to operate that station up there. I'll say that unequivocally without even looking at the documents. I'll say that because I know it's true.
Okay. Tom, you've been kind of quiet. Any thoughts?
I listening to the discussion, I feel like we're opening up some older wounds maybe, but I guess the way I'm looking at this is that I go back to the vision committee we had, the input that we had from both fire departments on this master plan that we were creating, which was how to move this forward.
Can I pause you? The departments were Kittering and East Wayne, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because we just got done talking about Marshall a little bit. I don't want, for the recording here, make sure we got
Kittering Fire Department and East Wayne Fire Department.
Thank you, Tom.
So we had their input, and not only on creating the two fire districts, but also on the millage that we came up with originally. Everybody was on the same page, including the three of us, in how we move forward. And, you know, we have this 11th hour curveball thrown at us that says, you guys have to vote separately. But from my perspective, we are raising the same amount of money from each area. So the tax dollars raised from the northern unincorporated portion and the tax dollars raised from the village is going to be the same. And what's going to come from Marshallville is going to be the same, and it's all going to add up to approximately $251,000.
With Marshallville's, it'd be 251 plus 28.
Yeah. So for me, I'm struggling with understanding how the parameters have changed. I'm not sure what the word you used, Scott, but I still see the same amount of tax dollars coming together that's going to fund staffing at East Wayne Fire District to the tune of either three guys at 8 hours a day or two guys at 12 hours a day. So this hasn't really moved me off of the original plan that we had. It sounds like we're getting there in a different way. And, you know, there's an extra moving part that does concern me, and that is if one area supports this and one area doesn't, because now it was one vote, and now it's two different votes, so that raises another element of it here. But I have to go with my gut that says the area is ready to fund for some staffing at the East Wayne Fire Department, and I still have to continue to support the bigger plan that we were moving toward.
Based off the vision committee of?
Not just the vision committee, they were a part of it for me.
That's part of your?
Yeah, I mean, I just saw a lot of different interests here agreeing on what we were doing, and so, the discussion we've had this morning, I can't disagree with the discussion we're having this morning, but for me, it doesn't change how I feel about us moving forward with the bigger plan that we had, which was for the entire township, Kittering, East Wayne, Village.
All working together to move forward and unity.
Community Strategic Vision Committee has said their number one thing was how do you divvy up the funds. And we've addressed that by creating the different districts. So their number one thing we've addressed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Blake came here, he was the head of that committee and then also head of EWFD. And that's when we began to develop our collaboration. And with any collaboration, you're going to have some things that aren't exactly agreeable, but you still have that desire to provide the voters with an opportunity to decide if that's the right way to fund it or not.
Right.
I'm saying now that collaboration has been made moot by Board of Elections decision. That changes the assumptions a little bit. And now it's a direct value proposition for the residents of our community to determine if 2.9 is too much or not. I'm not a resident of this northern territory, but to me that's too much. And I see some issues with fairness that I was okay with glossing over when we were collaborating directly. Now that we're not collaborating, and I have to answer to homeowners for that, I'm not willing to answer for that.
I think where I'm sitting at, one of the Kittern board members was a part of that meeting, correct? That was here, was it Phil Neuschwander?
Yes. I don't know if he's on the board, but he's on the department.
Yeah, and he was at the vision committee.
He was.
And what we heard from him was the same thing, was that, you know, respect the Kittern in the East Wing, you know, Dalton is Dalton and Kittern is here, and we have to respect that. I think the collaboration we saw here in meetings through May, June, and even July, we had Dalton Village here. They were happy with us moving forward with us creating this district and putting that on. And they asked that request of being able to help fund for staffing, because that is something they feel their village is ready to do, and them as a council are ready to move forward with staffing. And we honored that and we collaborated with them. Because the Board of Elections has now said, we don't feel that you have a chance of having this on the ballot, that I don't think that stops that collaboration. To me, we're not telling the residents you're going to have 2.9. We're asking them for, you are covered by the same fire department. Both of you are going to have 2.9 and 2.9, because that is my understanding from East Wing what they're going to do on Monday. They understand this is not ideal. No one saw this coming. Board of Elections threw this at us. This isn't us as trustees here until 11th hour trying to swindle our residents by any means. We are trying to be upfront and honest. We are merely, we were dealt this hand. We have to react. We could sit and point fingers all day long, but at the end of the day, I think that doesn't do any good. We addressed the problem. We came up with the solution. And I think we honored what we were going to present to the residents of a 2.9 the whole way across the district. We keep the collaboration going, and it's in the voters' hands. They're going to be the ones that have the ultimate thing. There's going to be the extra component of East Wayne's going to be running the village. Township is going to be doing something separate as far as the ballot language. It doesn't mean that we're not going to try to work with each other or collaborate. But what we are going to be doing is asking voters to say yes or no. And so at the end of the day, if we put a 2.9 on and the Northern Churchford Township residents say no, it's a no. That's their right. That's, you know, it's on East Wayne. It's on us to say this is the reason why we believe the 2.9 is all right. If they turn it down, we go back to the next election, which will be the spring of 2021. But meantime, the Northern Churchford Township would not have any money to be able to help fund East Wayne. No different than if East Wayne puts a levy on in their area and it gets turned down. There will be no money generated from the village of Dalton. Same with Southern Churchford Township. If their 1.5 mil levy gets turned down, there's no money from our township to be able to fund. Our last collections for the 1 mil levy happened last year. We're collecting it this year, but there is no extension of that 1 mil levy. So it's not a threat that we won't have money and we're trying to threaten the residents with that. This is just a fact of the matter. We as township trustees can only do with the money that we've been given. And if there's no money there, then we can't provide that service. So for me, this, we're only making one change, and that's the entity. Let me go back. For me, as a township board member, as one person, not speaking for the whole board, I'm viewing moving forward with, we're only making one change for this election after we've made all these resolutions, we've had all these meetings, and that's because the county said that this, we need to do this to have the best chance of ballot language. I don't want to change anything else. I don't want to go against my word. If it goes down, it goes down. If it passes, it passes, and that's great. But if it goes down, we have to go back to the next thing and move forward with that.
Well, I supported our previous motions and resolutions for the 2.9 in collaboration with EWFD. Now that collaboration is through, you know, no fault of our own, has been torpedoed. And I'm not saying that we should walk away from here today without anything mm-hmm. on the ballot. I think I would feel more comfortable if we went on the ballot at a 1.5 to 2.0, something like that, for this territory up here. Give the voters an opportunity to say yes or no, mm-hmm. And we still have an opportunity to come back and reach some equitable amount in the future. It also gives us an opportunity to see if East Wayne gets supported in villages, and then we can talk about coming up to match that or whatnot. But I think, you know, early on, I think we have all agreed we kind of want to take baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points that you said is, you know, we're kind of skipping over a couple steps. It would be nice to have a referendum on dividing the township into two, and then it would be nice to have a referendum on how much we do that. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with splitting it in two.
No.
So now we have an opportunity to say, here we have 1.5 to 2.0, something like that, and see if that's successful, get that feedback. Then I think we can build some consensus around what's the right number for long term, because this was only a 2-year deal. It was a short term deal to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now I think by taking that intermediate step at a lower amount, I'm comfortable with that. We can gauge quickly if residents are comfortable with that, and then we can build consensus for a longer term solution.
I think doing to again have discussion on this 1.5, if we put a 1.5 in the township and a 2.9 in the village, I think that jeopardizes the district's levy, because I see village residents being upset that township residents aren't putting their fair share in. 1.5 is nowhere near what they're going to be putting in. Yet they receive the same services. The intent was to try to create enough money to start some type of staffing. If we back off to 1.5, well, that again, that ties the village's hands that they're not going to be able to have staffing. And that's what village councils sat here and said. You know, we had the president and the mayor both say, we feel the residents want to have staffing in that station. We are hearing from village residents, we want to have staffing in there. So if we don't do our part, I see it jeopardizing all of it for the northern part. Again, the 2.9, it's on the voters. It's not the board saying it, it's the voters. If we change to 1.5, it's on this board for changing that number. So the blame can be put at us for creating a mess. I think staying the course of what we decided later in July, because I guess today's August 1st.
Right.
Again, just puts it in the voters' laps. All we're doing is we're allowing the Northern Sugar Creek Township to say, we agree, yes, we're going to pay our 2.9 and be the same as the village with East Wayne and be equal, or they have the absolute right to say no. And we're letting them have that decision, not us, at the 11th hour, switching how much we're going to pay at a 1.5 and adding that extra curveball to it. I'd rather let the voters take care of this versus the board saying we're going to switch here at the 11th hour. And again, because we're only switching the 1.5, it's because there's this other component over here that opens that up. So I want to make sure we're clear that we're not, as your point coming out here is to change, we didn't have this meeting because we just wanted to change to 1.5. It's because this happened, which allows this to be talked about as well.
Yeah.
That is a fair conversation that we are having this morning. I just feel where I'm at, I want to let the voters deal with the 2.9. Since we've filed for it, words have been getting out there, there was a newspaper article. I've not gotten pushback, like, what were you thinking? Like, that was a horrible move. I've not gotten any pushback from the Northern. Tom, you're going to be in the Northern paying a 2.9 living in the district if we move forward with that this morning.
And prior to this coming up, I have talked to individuals and explained, why it's more, what the goal is with staffing, and I'm getting, we would support that. So again, just a handful of people, but they're people that I know and have said that they would support that. Now, will they look at what has taken place here and say, okay, that looks different? I hope not, but I agree with you as far as giving people the opportunity to vote on something that would create staffing, because I am concerned that if we back off and they continue with 2.9 and that just keeps the doors open, and then we didn't get anywhere. We've
identified that there is issues with the staffing levels at East Wayne, that volunteerism just isn't there. So staffing is that step towards there, and so us cutting our part back, it's not like I said, there's not this huge, huge divide between what township and village are paying for the tax levies. And we can easily justify it with the capital. We can justify it with making sure we have our fair share in there for staffing. It's not like we have identical services. You know, we have hydrants out here. We don't need a tanker truck. Yeah, we could do something different. There's justifiable reasons for that extra $12,000 a year to help support how operations are handled in our township. And the next closest boat, I believe, for Lake Harmony is coming out of Worcester. You know, so that is a value to our area to have that, plus all the training they have for that, for water rescues. Both departments have ice water. I mean, there's things moving forward. So I think moving forward with the same amount, just changing who's collecting the money, I think that's a good idea. And Scott, I'd like to have you, you have one more thought? Because it's kind of keeping track of time here this morning. It's about 10 o'clock.
No, I don't think, you know, I've stated my piece. I'm uncomfortable with moving forward with 2.9 for township only in the unincorporated area only. I was willing to concede some of my discomfort when we were collaborating with East Wayne directly. Now that it's indirect, I have to use my best judgment, and my best judgment says that a smaller amount is more appropriate.
Okay.
Can I ask a question kind of off the subject? Has the village of Dalton committed the $72,000 still? Is that up
that
in
pass.
The air? Is that still?
I would like to have a memorandum of understanding between all the parties of who's willing to do what, especially if one of the levies is rejected and one party or the other.
That's kind of what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Is does East Wayne still have kind of this commitment of the $72,000 from the village?
There's that third reading passed, 5-1.
It did, okay.
So, and that, which is good, they kept going with that, because when we were running the fire district levy for everything, that was a mute point. Dalton could still throw that $72,000 in. They didn't have to change anything to make that happen. That three readings was, if East Wayne would ever to run a levy, that they would add that extra $72,000 on top of that levy. That's what those three readings were for, and that passed. So now that East Wayne is running a levy, that money still is committed from Dalton to make that happen. That came from the village side. It'd still be three readings from now. Still would be able to happen before 2021 anyhow if they wanted to, but there's been 5-1 on that three times. So
They've still got to appropriate that and approve the budget.
But yeah, that's been done for years and years and years and years, so there's no reappropriation. It's just a simple thing. It's changing a contract with East Wayne is what it amounts to make sure that that can happen, and that the village residents have had a chance to know that, yes, that money will be kept going towards the fire department to help support staffing. Because again, they feel unanimously across the board, they feel staffing is important. So we heard from village here, and I think it was our regular meeting in July when we had East Wayne and Kittering and village down here, that was one thing that was pretty high on their list was staffing. So again, I think we're still doing good with that as far as making sure that 72 is on top of the 2.9 mil levies. We're just adding an extra, actually we aren't. The Board of Elections has made it so that we can't run a levy inside the, I shouldn't say they haven't made it, they don't feel that our language will pass through Columbus with us putting a district on top of a district. So we're coming back to the prosecutor and everyone, and let's see, auditor, Board of Elections have all reviewed the paperwork that I sent out to you yesterday for us to discuss this morning. This allows it for us to the best chance to have a successful ballot issue. Again, not saying levy, because the voters have to have the ultimate say to make that happen. But the paperwork, as you see in front of you, reflects only thing we're changing with this paperwork is that East Wayne will actually be running a levy, and they will be collecting their own levy amounts as well, because we can't tax over a district, another district that already exists. So they themselves have to do their own levy to be able to tax the residents of their district. Is that clear as mud?
Clear as mud.
So it's unfortunate. Trust me, I really wish we could have had the Sugar Creek Township run this the whole way through. I thought that, you know, the council members I talked to over this week, all were very excited about this. But at the same time, if it's not going to be a successful ballot language, why should we keep beating our head against the wall? So at the end of the day, they all said if we have to do this to make sure we have ballot language, I feel good enough with the support coming from council and mayor. Three council members and a mayor, that's a majority. I'm still working on the rest of them. Trust me, the phone calls will not be stopping after we get done with this, whatever decision we go with. to try to help them understand that, no, this wasn't, again, our board saying, oh, we're gonna try to throw a wrench in everything and we're trying to do something sneaky. This was, we're reacting to the county saying, do you really want to do this? So. So I guess looking at this, keep the meeting moving, we all agree that we probably need to recant our resolutions for the Northern Sugar Creek Township because we do need to exclude the village. Based off information from the Board of Elections.
Right, give them that new information. Even though I agree to that conditionally based on collaboration with East Wayne, if it's going to be deemed that it's inappropriate or unconstitutional, then we probably have to be.
Yes. So that's the first resolution you're seeing. That just undoes all the work on the northern and northern only. And I asked Andrea that numerous times throughout the whole thing. Will any of this affect the Southern Sugar Creek Township? We do not want to do anything that jeopardizes their area. What's going on? This is only affecting north. And she says, yes, you're changing.
There were separate resolutions and they have separate resolution numbers.
Correct. And the map, she said, does not change from the map that we approved in July for the Southern Sugar Creek Township District, does not change. So both maps can exist. The new map with the resolution that we're going to be moving forward with a new district reflects that the village of Dalton, any parcel that has the 50 identifier is excluded from the Northern Sugar Creek Township District. So we can agree that we can move forward with resolution one, that's rescinding, and resolution two, which is reestablishing the district as the unincorporated area. We're all in agreement on that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Anita.
Does Jara need to hear any of that part?
Jara does not need to hear any of that part. Andrea doesn't need to hear any of it. She's like, here's, I think the way she worded it in her thing, this is step one, resolution, this step two, this is the next one. She gave us that clarification, which was nice to help make this ease of go. So I move forward with resolution 2020-8, or is it 08? 08? 08-01-01, first resolution. And this resolution has been provided by the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, and the big thing of it, that therefore it be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Sugar Creek Township, Wayne County, Ohio, that prior resolution numbers 2020-7-8-02, 2020-07-20-01, and 2020-07-20-02 are hereby rescinded.
John, I hate to interrupt.
Okay.
Did he say that right? Or did you read each of those numbers right? I thought you said 8.
Yes, the first one is 8 because on July 8th is when we created the districts. On July 20th is when we made the necessity.
I'm so sorry. I'm just...
No, you're fine. I'd rather you question things because this is what the name of the game of the week has been. Everyone is going through fine tooth combs making sure. So thank you. The first resolution I read on 7-8, that is the one where we created the two districts with the map. The number one and the number two from the July 20th would have been when we said, hey, we have a necessity for putting a levy on, and the second resolution was, this is what we want to do with a 2.9 year 2020.
I had the second two numbers written down, I just didn't have the 7-8-1 written down.
Gotcha. So, and that's what we're rescinding right now. And this does not affect the Southern Sugar Creek Township Fire District in any way whatsoever. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom. Roll call on that, please, Anita.
John.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. The second resolution that I move forward with is creating the re-identified Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District. And that will be resolution 2020-08-01-02. A lot of numbers, but by golly, it's a really handy system when you want to go back and look back up numbers. So, in that we have an Exhibit A. Anita, I think I gave that to you this morning, the color map. And you guys, have you guys had a chance to review that? Okay, thank you. For those who are listening, we will eventually get this up on the website for us so you can see that map. It's underneath the fire department's tab that's been created. We'll get it there. What is reflecting, when you look at the old map that we first came up with here in July, everything was red and green inside the township. What you will notice in the next one will be that the village of Dalton is now unshaded. It is just a normal color or whatever the underlying color was for that area. And that's because the township is excluding the village of Dalton so that the fire district that already exists inside the village of Dalton can do their own thing. Because that is the Board of Elections' fear, is that if we leave our district over top of them, that's where the problem lies at. So as we are creating the new one, the new resolution I'm proposing, Exhibit A, which is the map that Anita just held up for us all, and I think it's marked Exhibit A in black. That was Andrea's recommendation off to the side. We're creating this new district, and let's see here. I think that was, yep, that was the majority of it. And it's all because, like I think Andrea explained here, is that it was because of issues with the taxing district is the reason why we're recreating it. It's not that she didn't create these resolutions out of our request, because we had a meeting and we wanted to change things. This is reacting to what the Board of Elections and providing a solution to us if we as a board wanted to move forward. I want to stress that. So
I will second your resolution to redraw the district line.
Thank you, Scott.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Now on to the resolution that we've been discussing at great length for the last 45 minutes. And this is for us to say we have the necessity to putting on a tax levy. And I think we're going to need Jarrah for this part. And so for those who are listening, we're actually making a phone call just like we did before. Wayne County Prosecutor, State of Ohio have all now agreed that because of COVID-19, we're allowed to have government entities phone in and do teleconferencing for making decisions.
That's not good.
Do we need to convene outside to get a better signal?
It just says call failed. I don't think so. I've got a decent
signal. I was going to say, wait a minute. We used your phone last time, right?
Yeah.
You want to try again?
It's got a tower.
It's the old brick. It is a super blanket, right?
Yeah, we put two walls up there.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jarrah. This is Tom Gregory from Sugar Creek Township. Fine, thank you. I just want to let you know we are in session right now, and we are ready to consider the levy resolution. So I have you on speakerphone, and I'm just going to kind of set you here in the middle of the table.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm going to put that on top of there.
Yep.
And I think both will catch it.
There you go.
Yep, I think we'll get it. So, Jarrah, we have had some lengthy discussion on 2.9 or 1.5. We have the resolution stating 2.9 in front of us.
We're going to consider that one. Would that be the proper way to do this? We will consider that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one is, let me read the heading to you. A resolution declaring the necessity of levying a tax in the excess of 10 mil limitation for the benefit of Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District, which we've already done the first step of rescinding the first district and then passed the second resolution creating the fire district again, excluding the village of Dalton or those number 50 parcel identifiers that we've talked about this week.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so we're on to yes, the actual need declaring the necessity of levy, and we're on to the third resolution. And
okay.
So the resolution, as it stands, is same as what we passed back in July 20th. And the only difference would be is that now we are excluding the village of Dalton because the concern of having a district on top of a district. So that is the only thing that has really changed with this resolution, I believe. Am I correct? I think if you guys reveal, I think that was the only change on there.
Yeah, so change the value, change the amount of property taxes that would be collected, and it would change the, it would exclude the village.
Yes, that is correct. This doesn't actually set the actual millage as I'm looking at it, just like we did last time. That is the potentially last one that we discussed. That actually has a millage that you certify. Is that correct?
The last one that I had read and had certified included the village, and that would have been $251,000 of revenue.
Correct. And now we would, if depending on how we move forward with this other resolution, that number will change again for the last resolution that we need to for the Board of Elections, because we've excluded the village of Dalton. Okay. I'm trying to make sure we explain as well as possible so residents can try to follow along as they are listening to our meeting.
Yes. I have, we have removed the parcels within Dalton, removed the value from my, when I'm ready to certify.
Okay. So this third resolution again goes over the Ohio Revised Code 5705.1 and 505.39. It again goes through the 2.9 for the Northern Sugar Creek is how it reads as of now. Trying to think of any, the two-year levy commencing for tax year 2020 and tax year 2021. And let's see here. I think that's pretty much the long and the short of it all. And again, this is not that we are imposing this against them, but we're asking the voters to vote on this ballot language as we move forward. This is not us saying this is what's going to happen. This is just requesting a ballot language for voters to approve. So.
Okay.
And then let's see here. So I guess I make that motion. I guess that's where we go with.
Yes.
We're going to make the resolution 2020-08-01-03. I don't know how you did that for all so many years, Scott. passing this resolution for the necessity of levying a tax. This is the first one that the Board of Elections and Andrea want us to pass. So, do I have a second with that?
I have a second, John.
Thank you, Tom, for that second. Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Perfect. So we are going to proceed with my certification for 2.9 mil.
Correct.
Okay. Our county auditor of Wayne County, Ohio does certify the following. On August 1st, 2020, the taxing authority of the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District certified a copy of its resolution adopted August 1st, 2020, requesting county auditor certify the current tax valuation and the amount of revenue that would be produced by 2.9 mil for fire and EMS purpose pursuant to revised code 5705.19I to be placed on the ballot November 3rd, 2020, and the levy type is additional. The estimated property tax revenue that would be produced by the stated millage is calculated to be $125,000. The total tax value of the subdivision used in calculating this estimated property tax revenue is $44,863,000. I will sign that and date it today and scan it and email it to you on Monday.
Thank you. Considering that this is Saturday, for all those who are listening, we'd appreciate when you get back into the office on Monday to be able to send that. Thank you. Any questions over what Jarrah has just said?
It's 125.
$125,000 even, correct, Jara?
Yes, I rounded it.
Okay.
Anita is writing that into the resolution, which
Perfect.
Will be resolution number 2020-08-01-04. And this is us requesting putting the levy before the residents to have their say-so on a 2.9 mil levy to be taxed on them the year 2020 and year 2021. Will be collected in 2021 and 2022. So I make that resolution. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
No.
Tom?
Yes.
And with that, it passes.
So with that, once again, the document that you will take to the Board of Elections would be your resolution rescinding the prior resolution.
Yes.
Take for this levy the resolution that I certify, a copy of my certification, the county auditor certification, a copy of your second resolution, and the proposed ballot language. Those are the four documents. Well, for the levy, those are the four documents. You'll have other ones because of reconfiguring the fire district.
Gotcha. I talked to Julie at the Board of Elections yesterday. Her request is on top of that, what you have just stated, that she would like to see something on the letterhead from Sugar Creek Township with a motion that states that we are rescinding and we would like them to remove the first language that we sent to them along with that resolution. So Anita, do you have anything with letterhead on it, or we'll be able to get something to me?
I have that blank one if you want to rewrite it. I did put something on it, but I don't know if it's sufficient or says everything.
If you could also, John, send a copy of that to me, I'll put it in our files, because that way we have double files of this information for preserving the historical value of it.
Gotcha. I do appreciate that. What Anita has drawn up for the Board of Elections is to whom it may concern. The Sugar Creek Board of Trustees wishes to withdraw the currently filed levy pertaining to the Northern Sugar Creek Fire District. Thank you. And we'll present that along with the resolution rescinding the district to Julie, along with yourself.
Okay, that'll be fine. And then on Monday, we will work with the Board of Elections to get the parcel numbers, the parcel addresses, and everything to ensure that they know the accurate voters to present this ballot issue to in November.
Correct. Yes, parcel numbers are different than addresses sometimes, so yes, we'll have to, on Monday, take care of making sure the parcels and the addresses all match up for those who are voting on this.
Yes, we've been working with an app on the U.S. Post Office just to ensure that we have everything correct with another project in my office. So this is something, once we figure that out, we will help get addresses and parcels and owners to the Board of Elections to ensure a correct election in November.
We appreciate that work. Thank you. Do you need anything else from us, Jara? Or are we good to go? We'll close out the meeting with the...
We're good to go.
Thank you.
You know, I think if any of you later have questions on the CARES Act money and would like to talk about that, just call me and we can discuss some ideas. I know I've ran some ideas past John. So I realize not what the purpose of this meeting is, but at some point if you do need some suggestions or help with that, I'm glad to help.
Thank you, Jara.
Well, you guys all stay.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jara.
Stay safe and we'll see you on the other side of this.
All righty. Very good.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
So the last thing we have to do yet today is just, Julie at the Board of Elections said if I can have a simple motion agreeing to this, and I think the way we can do this is we'll all sign this.
To rescind the previous filing?
What we did previously, the rescinding of the district, so. So I make a motion that we send a letter on our letterhead stating the Sugar Creek Board of Trustees wishes to withdraw the current filed levy pertaining to the Northern Sugar Creek Fire District. And that's going to be also, I'll include our resolution rescinding the previous work with the Northern Sugar Creek Fire District to go along with that for proof. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of sending this letter, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion carries. We'll all sign this, and we'll send this to the Board of Elections as well. Thank you. With that being said, we've made decisions here today. I will inform East Wayne that we decide to take the option of getting something in front of the ballot for the voters to be able to have their say-so on. And for them, if they want to have something for their area, they'll need to continue with their meeting on Monday. So they can get filed by Wednesday, because that is the deadline, I believe, is August 5th at 4 p.m. So I'll make that information known to them. Anything else concerning the Northern Sugar Creek District? Great. I make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 10:32.
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of adjourning, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed, say no. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.